You know what I'm really tired of? Men f***ing with me. I separated from an 18-year marriage in my early 40s. I'm 50 now. And the few men that I've dated, they were so undecisive. And the games they f***ing play. Seriously, man, you're in your late 40s, almost 50. Don't f*** around. Like, seriously, don't play games. It's getting so f***ing annoying. I'm so tired of this shit. I would have expected it to be easier as I got older. Men, stop f***ing around with women, okay? Be honest, because you know what? TikTok, TikTok, you're getting f***ing older too, you know?
I see your future, and I dread it.
You hear this lady here, and we hear this all the time, especially ladies that are, you know, 30, 40 or older, getting back out on the dating market. And just listen again.
I separated from an 18-year marriage in my early 40s. I'm 50 now.
A great wall.
Okay, that's what I wanted you to hear. She separated from an 18-year marriage, and now she's bummed about the dating market. Now she's bummed about realizing that it's not what it was probably built up in her head to actually be out there. When we talk about hypergamy, all right, again, the simple version of hypergamy inside of a woman wants a highest status man that she can attain to protect and provide for herself and her children, past or future. The children she either has or potential children she could have, even if she doesn't plan on having children. That's just in her biology, what she's looking out for. Now, the big thing here, guys, the big thing is that a woman wants a highest status man that she can attain. And that's important, attain. Let's dive into this and really understand this, because this should help make so many other scenarios make sense in your mind. This 50-year-old woman is complaining that men are playing games.
I'm so tired of this shit. I would have expected it to be easier as I got older. Men, stop f***ing around with women, okay? Be honest.
We have another video at the end. You're going to hear something similar, and she's sick of it. Well, here is why games are necessary for men today. Because remember, a woman's hypergamy, if her hypergamy inside of her feels like she can attain you as a man, that means if you're coming off is more direct about your feelings than she is, if you're coming on more strong than she is, if she feels that you need her more than she needs you, then her hypergamy is done. She's bored. So when a younger woman is out in the dating stage, the minute she feels that she can attain you, she's bored, she's ready to move on so that she can find the highest status man. And once she goes, okay, I can attain this guy, I'm ready to move on to the next guy. So therefore, men in the dating stage have to learn how to play games, or else they won't get a shot with a woman that they're interested in. Take this video for example.
I'm so disappointed, dude. Like, I saw this guy, hot as fuck. Too hot to be a nice boy, right? Like, he looked like a straight toxic ass player, and I was like, yup, that's mine. And I go up to him and he's all nice and shit, and I was like,
this younger woman here wanted a toxic guy that plays games. When he didn't play games, she was bored. He made it too easy for her. So now, when this woman, fast forward when she hits 30, 40, 50 years old, when she has a harder time getting attention from the men that she desires, when that doesn't come as frequently like to these older ladies, then she's sick of those guys playing games. But up until that point, when she's getting abundance of attention, if you don't play games, she moves on. She's bored of you. See how this works, guys? That's why it's so hard, because the guys that learn how to play the game, they continually play the game, and it drives women nuts. But the guys that don't know how to play the game, women get bored of them until they're way older. That's what we talk about with basically alpha seeds, beta mon needs. You always got to keep her on your toes. You always got to keep her engaged, even though she says she hates it. Oh, I hate when men play games. That keeps her engaged, or else she gets bored and she moves on, or she takes you for granted. It's just how it is these days. Anyone that is actually out there and has played the game knows this is true. Women find men replaceable. They think that because of their early dating success that they can have, they can log on to online dating, get tons and tons of dates. They think that by going out with guys, in their mind, they're kind of like, oh yeah, well, he likes me, I could have him. When they don't realize that a lot of those guys are just going on these sites, gaming them for a night to try to sleep with them. So again, that's where everything is gonna, you know, go downhill for both men and women, is the fact that her hypergamy is tricked in today's world into believing that she can attain a guy. And attain would mean this guy's gonna protect and provide for you, you know, till death do you part. Get that marriage commitment. So again, women are tricked into believing that all these men that they have in front of them are replaceable because they can get new dates. However, that's not the actual truth, because they can't get the secure, solid commitment from those guys that they think that they can actually attain. So we have that, right? And then we always talk about this part. Online dating apps, social media, all that stuff gives her all these choices. It tricks her hypergamy even more because, again, right, all these guys are going to give them, you know, hey, I'll take you out, I'll do this for you, I'll do that for her. It's gonna mess up her standards. Then she believes that whatever guy's actually in front of her and commits to be her boyfriend or even husband, in her mind, again, she's like, well, duh, I had so many guys coming after me. So again, she looks at the guy in front of her, is replaceable. This causes all sorts of crazy problems in the future in longer term relationships. This girl, to me, I would match with her. Okay, right? When if I have my Tinder profile, especially when I was in my young 20s, I was trying to see what type of attractive, actually I had to be attracted to her, how old of a woman I could get at that point. When I was like in my young 20s, I was like, okay, let's see, 40, 45, can I get a sexy 45? One of those cougar things. It was like one of those, what do you call it? Like challenges type thing. All right, so this would be the type of girl, like she, for an older woman, to me, she's attractive. I think she's attractive.
There's been spottings of a cougar. Say go, say go, say go, say go, say go, say go.
She's got, looks like staying in shape. She's got a nice rack there. Seems like she's got nice skin. She, her, you know, long hair, whatever. But again, women that have gone through the stage of simps slobbering all over them, that have this entitled mindset, right? This is what's happening, is the guys that do commit to them, now these women eventually are leaving those guys, again, fear of missing out, thinking, well, I remember what it was like when I was single, how easy it was, how I had the world handed to me. But these women are now finding out it's not the same thing, because getting a guy to commit to you long-term is a whole different story than getting a Chad or Tyrone on Tinder to match with you, sleep with you, and then kick you out the next day. It's a totally different game and a totally different game plan. And so this is an example of another older woman that talks about her struggles with dating.
I can't. I just can't. I can't with dating anymore. Talking to a guy today, conversation's great. Everything seems awesome. He asked me for dinner and drinks tonight. Sure, no problem. I get home this evening, I'm getting myself cleaned up and ready. I grab my phone to head out the door, and I have a text message. Can we retry for Sunday? It's rainy and shitty outside. I sent a selfie. Yeah, I'm dressed and heading out the door, but your question sounds rhetorical. I hear back, sorry. I said hardly, and I'll pass on Sunday too. Where are men learning how to date? I mean, I've been out of the game for a minute, but it could not have changed that much. That common courtesy doesn't even exist anymore. A text message? You couldn't have at least called me to cancel? Get out of here with that nonsense.
And the funny thing is, guys, right there, right? You couldn't even have called me or texted me to cancel. How many guys in this chat or watching this video have had that same thought of going, well, dating sucks, dating is stupid, because women, couldn't she have just texted me saying, hey, I'm not gonna show up? Couldn't she have just communicated, hey, I don't wanna go on a date with you, I'm not interested in you, type thing? This is the same question that guys are asking on the opposite end, but when it happens to women, all of a sudden, all the injustice, I can't believe it would happen. I gotta point something out right here. This move, guys, I've pulled this move so many times. This is when someone said again, right? Why learn the game? When you learn the game, you can do whatever the heck you want. You can literally do whatever you want. When you learn it that good, you can do whatever you want. It's not easy, but it does give you all the power. Because watch this right here.
No problem. I get home this evening. I'm getting myself cleaned up and ready. I grab my phone to head out the door, and I have a text message. Can we retry for Sunday? It's rainy and shitty outside. I sent a selfie.
The guy cancels. He's like, it's raining out. I don't want to do it. I've done that stuff so many times. I've known for sure where I've like canceled on girls that were like ready to go out on a date or something. I'm like, nah, the Vikings lost yesterday. I don't feel like going out. Like stuff like that. Like when you're on the other end, you have all the power. You can do whatever you want. It's frustrating as heck on the opposite end. Most guys get dumped or stood up on by women. Women hate when guys do it to them. But again, when you become the guy where you have all the options, or at least you don't care type thing, then it becomes more fun because you don't care. You're just like, nah, whatever. Ah, it's rainy out. I don't feel like going on a date tonight. I'm laughing at that because I just know what that guy was thinking. He's like, nah, I don't feel like getting up and going out to date. One of my other hookups just texted me asking if I wanted to, you know, watch Netflix tonight. So he's really just canceling her so he doesn't have to go out and get dressed up. And instead, another girl's coming over, gonna bring over a bottle of wine, gonna watch Netflix, they're gonna get it on. He doesn't have to do a single bit of work. He can stay in his slippers the whole time. But again, right? Women go, they have this mindset. This is why we always say, guys, this is why I'll say this all the time. Why get married right now? You lose all your leverage, you lose all your power. And when women have this mindset where they literally look at men as replaceable, and psychology-wise, I understand why. Psychologically, it makes sense. They literally have matches at their fingertips whenever they want. So I get why they do it. That's why it's like, it's not a simple solution. It's not like, oh, well, girls, you know, should just see the truth. It's like, they're not gonna see the truth. So society and culture needs to change. Men need to wake up before women will actually wake up to this at all, and laws need to change. This will not go away on its own. So again, as a man, either don't play that game or understand the game and don't give in either way, but do not simp. We can all get on board with that, guys. Do not simp. When you simp, it makes this problem worse and worse. It just exacerbates the problem. The boobs appear to be fake. They might be. And I like a good natural boob, but you know, a nice fake boob looks real nice for the time being. Actually, one of the oldest women I've hooked up with when I was like 21 and she was 42 or 44 or something like that. She was older, but she had some fake boobs. So it looks smoking to me, man. I prefer natural, but hey, fake looks good here and there for a night or two.
Hey, Adam here. To really get an understanding on female nature and the games that women play, join my new program, Unplugged for Men. It's a continuously growing collection of these full-length, ad-free, uncensored red pill presentations to help men unplug from the blue pill matrix and learn the truth about women, dating, and relationships.